Here is my little mouse, bringing me my meal for the day. I've heard tale that my name, or, well, the Mad Drake, has been in the mouths of the royal family again. Are my little sisters growing paranoid that I may burst into the throne room and just kill them? Come now, sweet little servant. You always bow to me. Address me as your highness. Darling, look at me. While I may have once been the Dragon Queen, I am now a simple mad woman in rags, being appreciated by a sweet little mouse in chains, just like mine. I think they look garish on us both, to be honest. But what is a dragon to do, I'd need someone brave enough to approach me, brave enough to help me get this oh-so-pretty collar off so I can feel myself again, of course. No. No, little one. Don't. As much as I'd love my freedom, I know there are things eating my sanity little by little. I don't feel mad, you know? Perhaps that is what makes it so frightening for some. I just seem so damn reasonable until they do something to make me angry. No, no, it's not you who would make me enraged. No, it's them. My sweet little friend, they'd run in to kill me, and you could very well be caught in the crossfire. Killed. I can't have that. I suppose my reasoning is somewhat simple. You have treated me well these many long years of imprisonment. You talk to me reasonably. You sneak me food that doesn't have maggots in it. You tend to me after they beat me for information. For all of my crimes, for all of my callous behavior and favoritism towards pleasure, you... I don't know. You know, I've taken many lovers across my long, long life. All so much fun, such a thrill in one way or another, most of them trying to violently murder me after we had a night of torrid sex. My libido is quite high. Insatiable, really. I've had to use my imagination these last few years to get by. What am I saying? I'm saying that I've been obsessed with you since day... three? Day three of my traitorous sister sending a sweet little human down to serve the Mad Drake. Ooh, just the thought of touching your skin for just a moment. Ooh, those legs are all locked. I don't mean to tease you, my dear. After all, I'll always be collared here, only able to stare, obsessed, and imagine. I bet you're beautiful, especially with all those scars. Glinting like jewels in the torchlight. You look like a porcelain figure that was broken and then mended with gold. Do I make you nervous, little mouse? Oh, you think a queen like me shouldn't desire a lowly servant? Well, I'm not a queen anymore, am I? And even if I were... I have no doubt in every depraved corner of my mind that I would make you my favorite and only concubine. Pardon me for a moment. All this good boar shouldn't go to waste. Not even the blood I'm licking clean from the floor. Am I trying to seduce you? I suppose that depends on if it is working or not, doesn't it? Your face. Oh, it is sweet. No, I suppose I should behave myself. If they find out you care for me, so then they'll no doubt have you killed. Or worse. No, I want you to stay safe. You seem surprised that a noble, even an ex-noble, would care more about a slave's safety than their own benefit, no matter how temporary. Does that notion confuse you? Me too, to be honest. Yes, the meat is delicious as always. Would you like to join me? It's not the most couth way to eat, but... No, someone was starving. Literally, it seems. My poor wee little mouse. Don't apologize. It's... Anytime they punish me, I feel as though I should be angry, but... all I feel is amusement. I can't explain why it's so funny that this is where it all led to me. But hearing that they're harming you... Now... Why do you apologize, my sweet? When I asked you, years ago, if you were being hurt or no, you said no. You were lying. Darling. Please take off the collar binding me here. Mouse, if you believe me to still be the rightful queen, then I am issuing this command. Take off the collar binding me here. Now. Why? Because I intend to commit a genocide in your name, my love. I won't let them hurt you anymore. You don't need to hide your rage from me. I know, sweetie, I know. Don't worry. You won't have to face your demons. You won't ever have to admit that you fantasize about revenge. You can just fantasize about me. It will be the exact same. Oh, fine. motivation. Now I can finally get my glorious ass up and get to work on destroying everything my little sister's ever loved. But first, the collar. Oh, love. Yes, I know. It was incredibly rude of me to hide the fact that I could leave this silly little prison at any time, were it not for the collar. All the other wards, spells, human sacrifices. Well, it certainly made them feel better, I'm sure. Me, I just wanted some time to think. And a quiet place to speak to you. If I'd known that they'd dare to lay a hand on what is mine, I'd have done this much sooner. Darling, don't you ever lie to me again. Understood? You're so smart to curb that desire to argue with your queen, to simply obey and accept that you are mine. No one else's. And if I want to go to war over you, I shall. And I will expect you to be waiting in my bedchambers once I am done decimating everyone that has ever harmed you. What do you say to that? Yes, my queen. Good mouse. Now, won't you be a love and take off this collar? Pretty, pretty please. Don't be scared, my love. I'll protect you. You've trusted me for years now. Proven yourself loyal and loving and so fucking irresistible. Let me burn this kingdom to the ground, just for you. Oh, that feels so much better. That mark around my neck won't fade for years. Thank you, my sweet little mouse. No one has ever trusted me like you. And I will love you until it hurts. I'm sure. Doesn't that make you happy? Wondrous. Now, take my hand. There we are. Now, let us make our wedding bed in the ashes of a wicked world, shall we?